It's not clear this morning when you'll be able to buy a ticket or where you'll be able to fly or on which airline. What is clear is that there is a lot of work going on to convert Virginia's busiest general aviation airport into one that can also add passenger service. Now, first, the city of Manassas, which owns the airport, and Avports, the Dulles-based company that's got a 40-year lease to operate the airport, has to get FAA approval for commercial flights. The airport has already submitted its security proposal to the Transportation Security Administration and has had the agency out to the airport for an inspection. The folks at the project say there have been no red flags so far with the TSA.
Do we know how many physical changes will need to be made?
Well, the plan is to get the service off the ground with up to 10 flights a day, starting by the end of 2025. And if that works well, Avport plans to expand the current terminal. That would mean a new ticket lobby, a security checkpoint, a baggage handling system, and hold rooms for passengers to wait in before they actually go out to their gates. So that expansion would get the airport to 30 flights a day. As for concerns about noise, the city says that the airport already has over 100,000 flights a year, and bringing in the airlines would just increase the number of flights by about 10%. Also, the planes that would be used include 737s and other passenger jets that are already flying into Manassas. So the folks involved in the airport expansion project think that the extra noise won't have much impact.
And Neil, quickly, any word on airlines or possible destinations?
Well, Avport says it's not ready to share the carriers or the destinations yet. The company says there's been a lot of interest as carriers understand what Manassas could be with its proximity to Washington and Baltimore market. My expectation is that we'll learn more in the next few months.